Welcome to the Monday, November 22nd, 2011 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. One thing that came up today was an interesting sort of phishing scam we see kind of more of lately, and that's a phishing scam that as a receiver uses a Google spreadsheet. Google allows you to set up these spreadsheets with pretty simple web-based forms that you can use to populate these spreadsheets. So essentially what these attackers do is they set up a spreadsheet form that essentially appears to emulate another website, ask for a username and password, and then that username and password is, of course, added to the attacker's spreadsheet. The spreadsheet itself is not readable by anybody. Only the attacker is able to read it. So essentially, anybody can add to it using this fake password form, but nobody can actually retrieve the data other than the attacker. I think the main reason why people use that to collect the data is because it's so darn simple to set it up. You don't need to code any HTML or PHP to collect the data. You don't have to host the database. Google is doing it all for you. This latest one someone submitted was actually trying to go after Yahoo logins, and that's kind of what triggered the alert here. Why is Yahoo using Google's spreadsheets to collect its data? That sounded somewhat odd. There's another thing that sort of gives it away, that it's a Google spreadsheet and not sort of a legitimate form other than the URL. And that's a Google actually adds at the bottom of each of these pages sort of a report abuse link. Now, in this particular case, for example, the link itself was in the standard sort of URL blue. The background of the page was black, which made it sort of a little bit hard to see that link. I'm not sure if that was chosen on purpose. The page actually looked nothing like any kind of Yahoo page. So again, these are very low-end and trivial kind of phishing sites. If you happen to come across one, just click on this abuse link and report it. Never enter your username and password even after you click on this abuse link. Who knows? Now that could potentially be fake as well. And then you may remember that a few weeks ago I talked about some supposed attacks against US satellites. Now, at the time, it was assumed that the attack took place via a Swedish ground relay station. And essentially, the attacker used the regular internet connection this station has to remotely manage the satellites. At the time of the outage of the satellite, they were connected to this particular Swedish satellite relay station. Now, there is some backpedaling going on now whether or not the attack actually happened. The attack was supposed to have happened in 2007-2008 and just recently got leaked in preliminary congressional report, and the final version of that same report had no references to this satellite attack. So not really sure what's going on here, whether it happened or whether it didn't happen. Reuters has a quote from a general who is saying that there apparently was some anomaly, but it wasn't really clear what caused it, and in particular, it was not clear whether or not this was a cyber attack or where the cyber attack originated from. And AT&T is warning its wireless subscribers that there is an automated attack against its website underway. It appears to be some kind of brute forcing. They don't really elaborate on it, and I haven't seen the warning myself yet. But just in light of some of the prior attacks against AT&T that were actually successful, if you remember, for example, when the iPad came out, the website to register the iPad with AT&T, if you had the 3G version, actually had a vulnerability that allowed attackers to enumerate subscribers. In this case, it may just be a more traditional brute forcing attack, maybe just trying to enumerate valid phone numbers using the login interface at the AT&T website. This evening, when I looked at the AT&T site, the login page actually returns the same error message whether or not you get the phone number wrong or right. However, the registration page for online accounts appears to indicate if a wireless number does not exist. And that page actually was also very slow in responding. So I assume that probably someone is trying some harvesting against that page. Well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.